Miami is constantly exposed to masses of people. Epidemiologist Dr. Mary Jo Trepka lays out reasons why Miami is challenging and interesting when studying infectious diseases.
Miami always has a lot of infectious disease issues it has to deal with for a couple reasons. One is that we have a lot of visitors and tourists that come into the community. There's a lot of movement in and out of the airport, in and out of, you know, with the cruise ships. The other issue is because of our subtropical climate, we have and our close connections to Caribbean and Latin American countries, we've had issues with imported cases of things like dengue and Zika, and then, you know, that and now and then they become local problems. So Miami is a very interesting place to work when you're dealing with infectious diseases, because we have a lot of people from a lot of different places, and so it's from that standpoint, it's interesting and it's challenging.
Miami is often exposed, but does local weather have any impact on the coronavirus?
I don't think we can answer that just yet. Because we don't have any experience with the virus, we really can't say. I know up north, they think, you know, once it gets warm, it gets better, but the situation there is a little different because there, people are indoors with heating, the air is very dry. And then when the summertime comes out, they go outside. And so that, for us, it's almost the opposite, right? In the summer, we want to spend more time inside because it's so hot. But I think it would be pure speculation to say what the weather might do with respect to the coronavirus. We just don't know yet.
COVID-19 has been compared to previous viral outbreaks, but it is not exactly the same.
What is different about this virus compared to SARS and MERS is that most people who get it don't have a severe course of illness. Only a minority of people get very, very sick, and it seems to be primarily people who are older and people who have heart problems, diabetes, or lung disease. Okay. The bad part of that is that the virus can be transmitted person to person by people who may not even realize that they're sick. So from that perspective, this virus is very difficult to contain compared to SARS or MERS or something like Ebola. I mean, Ebola is easier to deal with because it's such a severe illness. It's easy to identify the cases, and then you can kind of appropriately isolate them and find out who their contacts are. This situation is much, much more difficult because the majority of people who are infected don't necessarily even know that they're infected and can transmit the infection to other people.
Remember to keep up with local and state authorities for the most important information about COVID-19 and stay tuned with developing information on COVID-19 at sfmn.fiu.edu. In Miami, this is Monica Sofia Lebro.